9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome. It's the series finale of this six-game set between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sand Poodles. Frisco trying to salvage a series split after losing last night 4-3 on a walk-off homer that came in a 3-2 count with two gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rough Riders looking to get back on track. Amarillo in search of their first series win of the year. They lead this one 3-2. Luke Maley with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. Let's go ahead and dive into the pitching matchup today. First for the Rough Riders, who come in second in the Texas League, a game and a half back of the Midland Rockhounds with a 23-14 record, looking to get back to 10 games above 500. The Rough Riders will turn to their most consistent starter over the course of the year, the Rangers' number 15-ranked prospect, the right-hander Emiliano Teodo. Teodo on the year, 2-1 with a 2.6 ERA. That's 8 earned runs over 27 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's racked up 31 strikeouts and walked 15 over that span. He's yet to allow a home run. Teodo attacks with a two-seam fastball, slider, changeup mix. A guy that signed late with the Rangers in the international signing class of 2019-2020. We'll get into more of him as the day goes on. He makes his second start against this Amarillo lineup. Last time out back in Frisco on April 27th, he went 5 innings, giving up 2 earned runs on 6 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. On the other side, for the home team today, Amarillo looking for their first series win with a 16-22 record. It is Yilber Diaz for the 8th time this season and the 3rd time overall against the Rough Riders. He comes in with a 1-4 record but a 3.86 ERA. He's ranked as the Diamondbacks' number 16 prospect. He's given up 15 earned runs over 35 innings pitched with a massive number of strikeouts, 54 on the year, one of two pitchers to surpass the 50 strikeout threshold in the Texas League. 17 walks to his name, and he's been tagged with 4 home runs. Mentioned this is third start against the Rough Riders. He made the series opening start here in this six-game set back on Tuesday. He went 4 innings pitched, giving up 3 earned runs on 5 hits, one of them a homer, while walking 2 and striking out 2. And that 2 number is by far the lowest against anybody Yilber Diaz has faced this year. His previous low in a single start was 7, which also came against the Rough Riders in his first start against them back in Frisco on April 26th in a game that he took the loss. It's been a struggle to get run support for Yilber Diaz on the mound. He's pitched well, the 3.86 ERA, but a 1-4 record. Should be an exciting one. A pair of top prospects for both the Diamondbacks and the Rangers going on the bump today. A couple of guys that throw hard. We'll see a lot of 95-plus today from each of these two guys. It's the second start of the series, 8th overall for Yilber Diaz, the 7th start of the year for Emiliano Teodo. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, but when we come back on the pregame show, you'll hear from Rough Riders designated hitter today, Liam Hicks.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. We're now joined by Rough Riders designated hitter today and everyday catcher Liam Hicks. Liam, thanks for taking the time, and let's just start from the very beginning. You're born and raised in Toronto. What was it like growing up over there, and how was the transition into professional baseball and then college baseball as well in the States?
It was definitely cool growing up there. Definitely didn't play as much baseball growing up as some guys did, just based off the weather. So I'd play baseball in the summer for about 3 months, and then I'd play hockey in the fall and the winter. And then later on, as I got into high school, I kind of realized I wanted to play more baseball, so played for like a travel team and started doing some indoor training throughout the winter. And it was good. It got me ready. Definitely got to college and JUCO and realized I was far behind everyone. So then just worked as hard as I could and took me here, and it's been a good journey.
You mentioned you were a hockey player. You were a goalie, if I remember correctly. How does that translate into catching? Is there any similarity? What do you feel like one's harder than the other? Or what's that like?
There's some similarity, and then there's some differences. Obviously, like flexibility, the position you're in, it's a little similar. But as far as technique, it's a little different. Catching, you want to kind of be as soft as possible blocking the baseball. You don't want it to go anywhere. And then hockey, it was more just try and be as big as possible and take up as much space. So a little bit, some similarities, some differences, but maybe some hand-eye coordination too could help.
For sure. Well, you talking about growing up, you know, some of the weather limiting the amount of baseball that you were able to play. And talk to me a little bit about what that was like playing in the summer in Canada. Was all your baseball time spent on the north side of the border, or did you guys travel into the States at all?
Yeah, so when I got to high school and started playing travel ball, we had a facility that we'd go train at in the off season. And then we'd probably start up, or my first year, we went to Florida for like a little mini spring training in March. So that was cool, good experience. Then we'd come back to Toronto and then have to wait another month and a half till we actually got to play again. So we'd start our league play, I guess, in start of May. And then in the summer, we'd have like three tournaments where we'd go to like Indianapolis. We went to Knoxville for one, Ohio, some New York. So we'd have a bunch of tournaments that we'd go to just to go play against some good competition, and it was always fun just taking the bus trips and hanging out with those guys.
Love it. Talking with Liam Hicks here on the pregame show. Liam, you end up going to college at Arkansas State. What was your time like there, and what did you learn about yourself? Obviously, you know, that was the first period of time for you that you really started playing, you know, every day here and there, and rather than just limited time in the summer, or did you get a little bit of that in high school?
Well, JUCO first. I went to Mineral Area in Missouri, and I got to play every day there for 2 years, so that was a really good experience. And then Arkansas State, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I loved the team. I loved the coaches. It was really a good experience. My first year, I played, like, second base, and then that was the COVID year, so that ended, and then the next year I caught, and that was my first kind of time getting some real catching instruction, catching every day, so it was really good. Obviously, it's a good conference, the Sun Belt. I got to play against some really good players, and I think it really helped me get ready for Pro Bowl.
We'll cap off part one of this two-part interview with Liam Hicks here with... Let's talk about the guy on the hill today. Obviously, you're not behind the bump, but Emiliano Teodo gets the ball today against Amarillo. He's been electric. He's got great pitches. What have you seen from him being behind the plate for him over the course of the season?
I think he's just gotten better every start. I think he's improved a ton. He's gaining confidence in his stuff. Obviously, it's electric stuff. Everyone knows that. So when he's really in the zone, he has a lot of success, but not even that, but he's getting better at being able to command his stuff in the zone, throw to each side of the plate, throw all three pitches. His changeup's been a huge development pitch and really changed who he is as a pitcher this year, because it opens up so many more opportunities with that sinker as well. So I'm really happy for him. He works really hard, so it's really cool to see it paying off.
That's Liam Hicks here on the pregame show. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, just about a couple minutes away from first pitch. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineup first for the Frisco Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza. The lineup as follows. The center fielder, Kellen Strom, will lead things off for the Rough Riders, holding on to a 23-game on-base streak. Liam Hicks is the designated hitter today. He bats second. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, will bat third. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Josh Hatcher hits behind Freeman. He'll be at the one bag today. Batting sixth is the hottest hitter in the Texas League, the second baseman, Kaber Rodriguez. Franmer Chavez back in the lineup, had a day off yesterday, but came in as a substitute for an injury. He's the shortstop this afternoon. Jesús Cepeda will roam right field and bat eighth. Cooper Johnson will do the catching for Emiliano Teodo and round out this lineup. Again, for the Rough Riders, Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Chavez, Cepeda, Johnson. For the home team on the scoreboard, the Sod Poodles with a 16-22 record. Tim Towell will get things going for Tim Bogar's group. He's the second baseman again today. A.J. Vukovic, the center fielder, will bat second. Davison De Los Santos is the first baseman and batting third. In the cleanup spot is the hero. Last night, the catcher, Caleb Roberts, won it on a walk-off homer yesterday evening. The third baseman, Ivan Melendez, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the designated hitter today, Kevin Graham. Wilder Patino will roam left field and bat seventh. Christian Robinson across from him in right field, batting eighth. And batting ninth is the shortstop, Logan Wormuth, again for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Tawa, Vukovic, De Los Santos, Roberts, Melendez, Graham, Patino, Robinson, Wormuth. Just a couple minutes away from an exciting one in the series finale of this six-game set. Yelber Diaz, the right-hander, making his second start of the series, his eighth overall, and the Rangers' number 15-ranked prospect, Emiliano Teodo, gets the ball for the Rough Riders. We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show when we come back. First pitch of Game 6 of this six-game set.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2014 with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is gone.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
And now, let's head to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Luke Maley.
In the Texas Panhandle, it's Yilbert Diaz taking the bump for the Sod Poodles. Amarillo in search of their first series win of the season. Rough Riders are trying to spoil it and secure themselves a series split after losing the last two games. The Rough Riders trail 3-2 in the series, and their two wins came in 10-2 fashion in a doubleheader on Thursday. Kellen Strom will lead things off against the right-hander Yilbert Diaz, just about set to get underway. Strom riding a 23-game on-base streak. He's also scored in six of his last seven games. The lone time that he didn't was on Tuesday. Yilbert Diaz needed a little bit of rosin. Just saw it chucked out from the third base dugout that the Sod Poodles call home. Now he's ready to go. Right-hander set, working from the stretch. Kicks in, his first offering is called a strike. Fastball at 96. We're underway at 108 in the PM. This day game with beautiful weather, 93 and sunny, feels like 89 degrees. The pitch, swinging a line drive into center field. It's down for a hit. Two pitches, and Kellen Strom is the first base runner for the Riders. Yesterday, it took this Rough Riders offense into the sixth inning to find their first base runner. Now Liam Hicks, the designated hitter, will hit. It's a windy day here in Amarillo. Wind blowing out to right at 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Right-hander kicks and fires, swing and a miss. Fastball at 95. Diaz attacks with a fastball slider curveball mix. The knock on Yilbert Diaz has always been the control, and he's been a lot better at it this year. 17 walks in 35 innings, which isn't all that bad. But when you compare it with the 54 strikeouts, that's a pretty good number. Hicks ready. The 0-1. Taken. Just missed outside. Even counted a ball and a strike. Strom takes his lead at first base. He's perfect stealing bases this year. Diaz set. Kicks and delivers. Swinging a fly ball into shallow left field. Patino couldn't find it, and it's going to drop in for a hit. He lost it in the sun. Now Strom headed to third. He'll slide in safely. Hicks will move up 90 feet to second base. It was a shallow fly ball, and when you look down at Wildered Patino in left field, he didn't move whatsoever. Then he put his arms out to his side like, I can't find it. We'll see how they rule it. Earlier in the series, we saw something similar on a ball to right field that Christian Robinson couldn't find, and they elected to give him a hit. We'll see what they do this time around. So Hicks at second base, Strom at third, with Aaron Zavala at the dish. The pitch, swinging a line drive into right, staying up for Robinson. He jumps and grabs it. Strom tagging on his way. The throw will not be in time, and the Riders get the first run of the ball game on a sacrifice fly by Aaron Zavala. 1-0 Frisco in the top of the first. On the scoreboard here reads error for the ball out to left. And that's what it's going to be. Stand is in error. 7 on Wildered Patino out there, who lost it in the sun. Or rather, they will give him a single. So Hixey has himself a hit today as Freeman takes a called strike. Right-hander peers in, gets his sign. Runner at second base. One gone. The pitch. Freeman fouls it back to the screen. It's behind 0-2. Freeman has absolutely torched this Amarillo pitching staff. In this series, he's 8-for-18 with 4 doubles, a home run, 6 RBIs, and also scored 4 times. Right-hander awaits the 0-2. He struck out twice this year against Yelber Diaz, but only 3 strikeouts in his last 51 trips to the dish. The pitch, taken, down and away for ball one. That was the slider from the right-hander. Diaz last year was in the mid-20s in terms of prospects for the Diamondbacks. This year has taken a jump to 16th. The pitch, taken downstairs, a fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Cody Freeman. Cody Freeman's brother, Tyler, plays for the Cleveland Guardians. Had himself quite a night last night. 4-for-4 effort with 3 RBIs and a win for the Guardians over the Twins. Right-hander kicks and fires. Skips in. It's 3-2. From 0-2 to 3-2. Cody Freeman doesn't frequently chase. He's been good in that department this year. Mentioned his strikeout numbers have been impressive as of late. He has the 6th lowest strikeout rate in the Texas League. Mentioned just the 1 strikeout over those last 13 games. Right-hander ready, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, he's down on strikes. A rarity for Cody Freeman. But Yelber Diaz picks up his first strikeout. Diaz managed just 2 strikeouts his last start against the Rough Riders. That came on Tuesday. That was by far the lowest number for him on the year. His previous low came against Frisco back in April at Riders Field. It was 7. Here's Josh Hatcher. He rips one to center. Back goes Vukovic. Just in front of the track, he reaches up and hauls it in. 1 pitch, 1 out to end the frame. A fly out to center field. But the Riders get a run on a sacrifice fly by Aaron Zavala. 1 run on a pair of hits. No errors and 1 stranded here in the top of the first. We turn the car to the home half of the first. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Emiliano Teodo toes the rubber. He gets Tim Tawa to open this home half of the first inning. Rough Riders leading 1-0. A right-hander, a 23-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. His first offering of the day misses upstairs at 97 miles an hour. Teodo used to feature a four-seam fastball, but it was a bit flat and got hit around a bit despite being 100-plus. The pitch called a strike. He went to the slider. So they changed that fastball from a four-seam fastball into a sinker. That's what he uses now. The pitch inside. Two balls in, a strike. There's the changeup. Throwed up and in on the right-handed hitting Tim Tawa. Teodo sat at the belt, working from the stretch. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good-looking slider. And evens the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teodo has drawn some comparisons to the late Yordano Ventura, mostly in part due to his small frame at 6'1", 165 pounds. The pitch, taken just a bit downstairs, went back to the slider, and the count is full. So the small frame, and then you mix in electric stuff, 100-plus on the radar gun with a great slider and a developing changeup. The pitch. Swinging a line drive. One hop. Caber Rodriguez dove. It's off his glove. And rather, that's Frainer Chavez at short. A valiant effort, but couldn't come up with it. It's a base hit to open this contest against Emiliano Teodo. That brings up A.J. Vukovic. Vukovic has had himself a tough series. He did pick up a double last night. Came in the second inning. But just 1-for-14 against the Riders. The pitch, way inside, missed with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Vukovic had to hop out of the way of it. A.J. had himself a really good series against Corpus Christi last week, going 7-for-20 with a homer and a double as Teodo looks to first. Tawa back in safely on a dive. But it's been a tough series for Vukovic, who has struck out quite a bit against the Rough Riders, 5 Ks and 14 at-bats. The pitch lined this way down the right field line. Clinks off the netting. It's 1-1. Slider at 90 miles an hour from Emiliano Teodo. The pitch. Swing and a bouncer right back to Teodo. He's got it on the hill. He lobs to second for one. Rodriguez on to Hatcher. It's a double play. One for three on the scorecard. And there are quickly two gone. Riders leading 1-0, courtesy of a sacrifice fly in the top of the first inning by Aaron Zavala. Zavala roaming out there in left. Here's De Los Santos. The first offering to him is a swing and a miss. Let's meet the defense behind Emiliano Teodo today. Zavala in left, Strom in center, Cepeda in right. As Teodo comes set, he's ready with the 0-1, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a slider downstairs. And on the infield, it is Cody Freeman at third, Frainer Chavez at shortstop, Caber Rodriguez at second. At the one bag is Josh Hatcher. And doing the catching today for Teodo is Cooper Johnson. The 0-2 to De Los Santos. Swinging a line drive to left. Zavala right in front of the track hauls it in. A 1-2-3 frame that featured a hit but no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base against Emiliano Teodo in the home half of the first. One in the books. We enter the top of the second inning. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Ruckus the Sod Poodle made his daily trip around the warning track on the golf cart. It's a little bit of a rivalry that goes on here at Hodgetown between the Rough Riders bullpen and Ruckus the Sod Poodle. Every time he drives by, he's got his water gun. The Rough Riders bullpen all picks up cups full of water. Florencio Serrano had himself a full bucket, chucked it on top. Gilbert Diaz back out there against Kaber Rodriguez. Diaz delivered first pitch strikes to each of the first 5 batters that he's faced. His first offering to Rodriguez is tapped on the ground to short, a bouncing ball. Warmoth's got it, he delivers to first, and there's one gone. Brainerd Chavez will step in. Had one at-bat yesterday coming on for an injured Maximo Acosta. Mentioned the first pitch strikes. Now 6 of 6 for Yelber Diaz. That number coming courtesy of the Rough Riders Stats and Info Department. The pitch. Another first pitch strike. 97 with a fastball. Right at the knees. And Chavez behind 0-1. Chavez, a switch hitter, batting from the left side with the right-hander on the hill. He's 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts against Diaz as he spins one across for a strike. It's 0-2. Brainerd in 3 games in this series has notched 4 hits, 4-for-11 with a home run and a pair of walks. Right-hander ready. Kicks and fires, taken and got him looking. 3 pitches and he rung him up. Ray Villanueva behind the dish today. And there are 2 gone here in this top of the second inning. First offering is a check swing foul ball in front, or rather fair ball in front of the plate. And Cepeda is out, trying to hold up the swing on a 97-mile-an-hour heater, and he just tapped it about three feet, that is, in front of home plate. The catcher, Roberts, collected and delivered a strike to retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning in the top of the second for Yelber Diaz. We head to the home half of the second. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Emiliano Teodo toes the rubber. He's got the hero of last night's contest. And Caleb Roberts at the dish. Roberts turned on a changeup in a 3-2 count. A tie ball game with two gone in the bottom of the ninth last night. The pitch misses downstairs. 102 on the radar gun for Teodo. Right-hander peers in. He's behind 1-0. The pitch runs up and inside. 101 that time. Two balls in, no strikes on Caleb Roberts. Roberts batting from the left side. Teodo's pitch, called a strike, 100. So 102, 101, 100 from the fireballer. He's got his fastball today, the 2-1. Missed upstairs, once again 100 miles an hour. Four pitches, three for balls, one for a strike against Caleb Roberts, and each of the four have been 100-plus. The pitch missed upstairs, and he walked him, that time 99. First walk issued by Teodo today, his 16th on the season. Teodo's last start was a fantastic one. Recorded his first career quality start, going six innings, allowing just one run on three hits, while striking out a season-high 9. The pitch in on the hands of Ivan Melendez. 100 on the radar gun for ball one. Cooper Johnson wants to head out and talk something over with Teodo. The shortstop, Brainerd Chavez, will join. Chavi likely doing some translating. Brainerd Chavez, we got to hear from him on the pregame show the last couple of days. What a great guy. Played his high school baseball in Texas. Right-hander comes set and picks over to first. A close play, but Roberts is back safely. Caleb Roberts as a catcher, not a huge threat to run, but he's perfect swiping bags this year. The pitch, swinging the tapper left side, soft. Freeman comes over in the shortstop position and fires across the body. A nice stretch. Now Hatcher going to throw to third. Chavi with a tag, and he's gone. He got him. Caleb Roberts turned around second and saw, with Freeman having to come to the shortstop side of things, that third base was unoccupied, and Freiner Chavez wisely ran over there. Hatcher delivered a strike. It's a double play. Not often you have a 5-3-6 double play as the first pitch goes to the backstop. 101 from Teodo for ball one against Kevin Graham. Second double play in two innings for Emiliano Teodo. First offering, swing and a miss. Rather, the second offering, that is. Evens things, had a ball and a strike. There was the slider from Teodo. The leadoff man has reached in both innings against Emiliano. The pitch, swing and a miss. Went back to the slider. Ball and two strikes. Teodo in search of strikeout number one of this out. This is the first at-bat of the year for Kevin Graham against Teodo. The pitch taken. Another slider that time at 89. That's two balls and two strikes. And 23 pitches. Emiliano Teodo has induced 5 swings and misses. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got another one. His first strikeout of the day, and it's to end the bottom of the second. No runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base after the double play. He raced the leadoff walk. 2 innings behind us here from Amarillo, Texas. We head to the top of the third. Rough Riders do up, leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Cooper Johnson will open the top of the third inning against Yoper Diaz. Diaz on the season has thrown 64% strikes, averaging almost 17 pitches per inning. But today it's been 78% strikes, 9 pitches per inning. He's thrown 18 pitches, 14 of them for strikes, and has started every hitter today with a first pitch strike. First offering to Cooper Johnson, and he misses downstairs. The streak comes to a close with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball below the zone. 1-0. Right-hander kicks and fires. Went to the breaking ball. Called a strike that time. Evens things at 1-1. Diaz threw 13 pitches in the first inning, but needed just 5 pitches in the second. All of them strikes that sit down the Riders. The pitch lined into deep right center field. Vukovic to the track. It's going to one hop off the top of the wall. Johnson around to second base. The ball kicks around, and he'll stop with a stand-up double to lead off the top of the third. Cooper Johnson came into today hitting 300 in May, 6 for 20. 2 of those hits were for extra bases. He adds his 3rd extra base hit of the month, his 2nd double. 105-mile-an-hour exit velocity for Cooper Johnson. Chose the deepest part of the ballpark. It went 385 and took a big hop off the top of the wall in right center field. Now with a runner in scoring position, Kellen Strom digs in. He singled in the first. He squares to bunt and pulls back. Takes 4 a ball. Slider from Diaz just missed the top of the strike zone. Right-hander comes set and delivers. This one lofted into right field. Tailing towards foul ground. Christian Robinson out of room. And it bounces into the seats. Strom scored the only run of this ballgame to this point after leading off the game with a base hit. Makes it 7 out of 8 games that Kellen has scored in. The lone time he didn't was back in the day game on Tuesday, the series opener of this series. The pitch misses upstairs, the slider. 2-1. That single also extended Kellen's on-base streak to 24 consecutive games.
Diaz set and delivers. Swinging a tapper in front of the plate, and Kellen Strom lost his footing. He falls down, and they retire him. Roberts came out from behind the dish to throw onto first. Kellen lost his helmet, and the bat sits about 5 feet into the grass in front of home plate. But he got the job done. He moves Cooper Johnson over to third. He squared a bunt on the first pitch of the at-bat. So he has a productive out, but falls to 1-for-2 today. Liam Hicks digs in. First offering from Diaz. Taking a ball. Slider at 84 miles an hour. Cooper Johnson stands at third. He led off the inning with a double. Liam Hicks has got himself a 5-game hitting streak, or now a 6-game hitting streak after the first inning single. The pitch taken, called a strike. Another slider evens the count at 1-1. Hicksy started the year with 5 consecutive multi-hit games and then went into a pretty big slump. Started May just 1-for-23 across 7 games. Lefty awaits, and he sends this one high into left field, but tailing towards foul territory. It'll stay in play and playable for Patino, who runs on to make the grab. Liam Hicks is the second out of the frame, not deep enough to send Cooper Johnson to the plate. Aaron Zavala, who notched himself a sacrifice fly in the first. That's where the game stands right now at 1-0. He'd like to pick up RBI number 2. With 2 gone here in the top of the third. Diaz set, he kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Good looking slider. On the inner edge to the left-handed hitter. Diaz set. The pitch misses downstairs. Fastball at 98 that time. See a lot of pitches, 98 plus, from both Diaz and Teodo today. Zavala swivels the bat over his left shoulder. The pitch swinging a pop-up on the infield, left side. Melendez looking into the sun, trying to find it. He backpedals and makes the play a few steps behind the third base bag. Cooper Johnson led off the inning with a double, but the Riders get no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one stranded. We enter the home half of the third inning. Riders holding on to a 1-0 advantage over the Sod Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Emiliano Teodo has faced the minimum through 2 innings, despite letting leadoff man reach in both frames. Wildered Patino, who's had some success against the right-hander, steps in. The pitch taken, missed downstairs. Fastball at 100 miles an hour. Patino on the year is 2-for-3 against Emiliano Teodo. Does have an RBI.
Right-hander kicks and fires. Missed inside. 1-1 on the radar gun. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a slider, that time at 92 miles an hour. Right-hander peers in and gets his sign from his catcher, Cooper Johnson. Comes set at the belt to pitch. Check swing, didn't matter, called a strike anyway. Another slider at 91. Well, Emiliano Teodo has been great as a starter for the Rough Riders this year. 2.60 ERA. Righty kicks and fires. It skips in, gloved by Johnson. And a full count. But the Rangers have a difficult decision ahead for them because it's pretty evident that he could play at the next level as a reliever for the Rangers. Probably today, the pitch. Breaking ball, got him looking. Strike three. Back-to-back Ks for Emiliano Teodo. And there's one gone here in the bottom of the third. But he's pitched so well as a starter. Do you wait and let him continue developing as a starting pitcher? His last time out, recorded his first quality start of his career. Or do you send him to the big leagues and let him go to work out of the pen? Right-hander delivers. His first pitch is high and inside to Christian Robinson. Robinson 1-for-1 with a walk on the year against Teodo. Righty kicks and deals. A foul ball back to the screen. 100 again. The time elevated and in on the right-handed hitter. Thirty-two pitches for Emiliano Teodo here in the bottom of the third. He's even in a 1-1 count. The offering home, taken and missed a bit inside. A fastball at 101 that time. Two balls and a strike. Teodo set at the belt, kicks the left leg and fires. There's a slider called a strike. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. Tankin got him looking. Three consecutive strikeouts, that time with the slider for Teodo. And there are two away here in the third. Christian Robinson has had himself a tough series. He's now 0-for-12 with six strikeouts against Rough Riders pitchers this series. And with two away, and the Riders leading 1-0, Teodo gets the nine-hole hitter for the Sod Poodles, attempting to face the minimum through three. Here's Logan Warmoth swinging a line drive up the middle into center, a base hit. One pitch, he turned on a fastball on the inner edge of the strike zone and deposited it into center field. Second time through against Teodo for Amarillo. Tim Tawa steps in. He notched a leadoff hit in the first inning. Pitch, check swing, called a, like he maybe said he fouled it off. It was the slider. Nonetheless, Teodo ahead 0-1. The pitch, swing and a foul ball, it's 0-2. 93 mile an hour changeup from Teodo. That's a pitch that we expect to see a little bit more often today as Cooper Johnson, the catcher for Emiliano, really likes that pitch from the right-hander. Some of the other catchers elect to go fastball slider most of the time. Swing and a miss. Teodo strikes out the side that time with the slider. Three strikeouts with a base hit allowed. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded in the third. Three gone here from Amarillo, Texas. Riders lead it 1-0, headed to the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Cody Freeman set to lead off the top of the fourth inning against Gilbert Diaz. Freeman struck out for just the fourth time in his last 52 trips to the plate in the first inning. Diaz kicks and fires, swinging a tapper left side. The shortstop has it. Warmoth fires across his body in time. Route number one. Diaz has been efficient. On the year, he is second in the Texas League with a 16.3% swinging strike percentage. The only guy better than him, his opposition today, Emiliano Teodo. Right-hander comes set. He delivers. And Hatcher fouls one back out of play. 0-1. Today, for Gilbert Diaz, it's been about 10% swinging strike percentage. And he's only picked up one swing and miss since the first inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There it is, right on cue. He spun the slider. And it's 0-2 on the left-handed hitting Josh Hatcher. The pitch. Another swing and a miss, back-to-back, and he's got himself strikeout number three. So he has back-to-back strike swinging. For reference, the average swinging strike percentage in the Texas League this year has been around 11%. So Gilbert Diaz, before a pair of swing and misses to Josh Hatcher, was a tad below league average. Here today, the first offering to Caber Rodriguez misses downstairs. Fastball at 97. Caber Rodriguez coming into today. He's 0-for-1 today. But his 5.88 average leads the Texas League over this week. Second offering to him is taken ball two. And second in all of minor league baseball. You look at the week that he's had. Five straight multi-hit games, including 2 3-hit games. One of those coming last night. The pitch, swinging a blooper over the right side, works its way out of play. So Diaz gets in the strike column. 2 balls and a strike. Right-hander set at the belt. The pitch, taken, missed downstairs, again with a fastball. Caber now 12 for his last 23. The pitch. Called a strike. 96 with the fastball. Caught the outer third. 3-2. Rodriguez asks for time. He's granted it by the home plate umpire, Ray Villanueva. Now Caber ready to go. Clad in the all-gray uniforms, the Rough Riders today. The bench. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider. Back-to-back strikeouts, the fourth of the day for Yilmer Diaz. And it's a 1-2-3, top of the fourth. We head to the home portion of the fourth inning. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Teodo back out there for the bottom of the fourth inning. He gets the two-hole hitting center fielder, A.J. Vukovic, to start things up. Emiliano peers in, gets his sign. The first offering of the frame, and he hit him. Or did he? It looked like it changed direction from this vantage point. Rather, they say it just missed inside. Vukovic didn't have too much of a reaction. Generally, you would with a 99-mile-an-hour heater. The 1-0 missed up and in yet again. Teodo now 3-for-11 in first-pitch strikes. But he's been able to weather that storm. Has it mattered as he's produced a swinging strike percentage of 20.5%. Missed downstairs. And he's behind 3-0. Teodo struck out 4 of the last 5 batters. The pitch. He lost him. 4-pitch walk to open the 4th. And A.J. Vukovic is aboard. That's the third time in 4 innings that the leadoff man has reached against Emiliano. But he's only faced 1 over the minimum, because the Riders were able to turn double plays in the first and second innings. There's Davison De Los Santos. The first offering to him, swinging at a bouncing ball on the right side, but a foul ball. 101 on the radar gun from Teodo. De Los Santos is responsible for 13 of the 24 runs for Amarillo in this series. That's 54%. He wiggles the bat above his right shoulder. The pinch. Swinging a foul ball. Just tapped it back to the screen. It's 0-2. De Los Santos against Teodo is 0-for-3 this year with a pair of strikeouts. And for the second time in his many at-bats, he finds himself behind 0-2. Right-hander gets his sign. Kicks and fires. Check swing. They appeal to first. Didn't see a signal. De Los Santos still hanging out around the plate. They appeal down to the first base umpire. Didn't see anything. But now De Los Santos is headed back to the dugout. So he didn't offer at it. It's another strikeout for Emiliano Teodo. Even Davison De Los Santos was confused on whether he was out or still hitting. One gone, and here's Caleb Roberts. The first offering to him misses downstairs. Again, Teodo falling behind. But it hasn't mattered today. Mentioned the swinging strike percentage for Teodo. On the year, it's 17.9%, which is first in the Texas League. Breaking ball, a slider misses down and outside. 2-0. Left-handed hitting catcher, Caleb Roberts. The 2-0 on its way. Check swing, and he went around. Boy, that's a tough pitch to lay off of. A slider down in the strike zone. It missed the strike zone. Caleb Roberts tried to hold back the swing, but to no avail. Right-hander ready, the 2-1. Taken downstairs, that time a changeup at 93. Just a filthy arsenal for the right-hander. Comes at you with a fastball 100+. That's a two-seamer. It's got some movement to it. And the slider and change, he picks over to first. And Vukovic back in on a dive. One on and one away in a 1-0 ball game. The Frisco leads. The pitch. Taken, missed outside, and he lost it. Two walks in the frame. And the third of the day issued by Teodo. And Ivan Melendez, who grounded into a double play his last time up, will dig in. Riders have rolled three double plays on two occasions this year, once in the series. That's the most all year for the Frisco staff. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball down. Melendez, after the 5-3-4 double play that occurred in the second, Teodo going to be called for a balk here. That's been a rarity for the Rough Riders. It's not often that you see too many balks to begin with, but that has not been a problem for the Frisco Rough Riders staff this year. That they are just the third balk of the year on a Rough Riders pitcher. But the 11th in Teodo's career. And the second is a Rough Rider. So Teodo responsible for two of the three balks on the year for the Rough Riders. And the double play no longer in order. It's second and third. The 0-1 is fouled back to the screen, and Melendez finds himself behind 0-2. Melendez, in three trips to the plate against Teodo this year, has struck out once. He does have a hit against the right-handed hurler. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Another strikeout for Emiliano Teodo. And now the last six outs recorded by the right-hander have been via the strikeout. You have to go back to Ivan towed the line and picked it up, but he was on the wrong side of things. So Teodo will face another 3-2 count. Against the left-handed hitting Kevin Graham, who's 0-1 today with a strikeout. He was the first strikeout for Emiliano Teodo. That came to end the second inning, and ever since, it's been a strikeout fest for the right-hander. He's got six. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Swing and a tapper, right side again, foul again. And for the first time today, an Amarillo hitter has fouled off two strike pitches. Righty kicks and delivers the payoff. Swing and another tapper, three consecutive foul balls. The pitch, swing and a miss, blew the fastball by him at 101. Seven strikeouts for Teodo, and for a second consecutive inning, he has struck out the side. No runs on no hits, no errors, two left aboard, courtesy of the walks. We head to the top of the fifth, Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6.05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Franer Chavez will lead off the top of the fifth. Riders clinging to a 1-0 advantage. Yober Diaz back out there. First pitch to Chavez, swung on and missed. Rather a foul ball. Just popped in and out of Robert's glove behind the plate. And it's 0-1. Yober Diaz has consistently jumped ahead of Rough Riders hitters. The pitch. Swing and a foul ball. 0-2. That one found the screen behind home plate. Yober Diaz struck out the last two batters that he's faced. Caber Rodriguez and Josh Hatcher. He's got four overall. Time called by Chavez. With a first pitch strike to Franer Chavez, Diaz now 9 of 15 with first pitch strikes. Consistently jumping ahead as time called. Didn't see anything enter the field over on the right field berm, but the third base umpire. Is that what it is? Is it maybe a pitch clock violation? Now we're going to get a conversation between the first and home plate umpires. It was Trevor Patience at third base who made the initial stoppage. Now Ray Villanueva, the home plate umpire, and the first base umpire, Brandon Tipton, talking things over. Tim Bogar, the manager for the Sod Poodles, in on the fun. The board here still reads 0-2. We'll see if it may move to 1-2 on a pitch clock violation. Chatting something over. Conversation continues in front of the third base dugout. Now Tim Bogar will work his way back. And they did call a pitch clock violation. It's 1-2. Long conversation. Chavez still behind. A ball and two strikes. Here to lead off this fifth inning. The pitch. Slider. Got him looking. Three consecutive strikeouts for Yober Diaz. His fifth of the day. Steps Jesus Cepeda. He only saw one pitch his last time up. He checked his swing on a fastball inside and incidentally made contact, just dribbled out in front of the plate. The pitch. He watches the first one, a slider called a strike. Another first pitch strike, now 10 of 16 for the right-hander. striking. Another two-strikeout frame for Yilber Diaz, the strikeout king in the Texas League. No runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Home half of the fifth inning coming up. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Emiliano Teodo has made it through five innings. In his last four starts, he's looking to do the same here today. His first offering misses inside. A right-handed hitting, Wilder Patino. His longest outing of his career came in his last start back on May 11th, where he went six innings against San Antonio at the bench. Missed downstairs. That time with a slider, it's 2-0. Wilder Patino struck out his last time up. The pitch just misses downstairs. And it's 3-0. Teodo has allowed a runner in each of the last two innings. Actually, in every inning. He faced the minimum through two, but issued a walk in the second, gave up a leadoff base hit in the first. The pitch called a strike. 98 on the radar gun over the heart of the plate. Right-hander readies the kick. On its way, called a strike. Another fastball just caught the inner edge. 3-2. Another 3-2 count for the right-hander. The pitch just missed downstairs, and he lost him. The fourth walk issued by Teodo. The third in his last two innings. Now Christian Robinson will step in. He struck out looking his last time up. So Teodo has allowed four base runners since the third inning. And each out that he's recorded has been via the strikeout. Seven consecutive outs have come via the K. Christian Robinson, Teodo looks to first, Patino back in standing up, but it was close. It's the first time that Teodo has walked four in a game since his second start of the year, back on April 13th as he picks the first. Back in safely goes Wilder Patino. That was a game against Corpus Christi at Riders Field. Right-hander ready. He's the pitch. Robinson squared to bunt, but he pulled things back. Teodo ready. The pitch. Another squaring to bunt, and it's popped out of play. Teodo in the strike column. appears in, gets his sign. Christian Robinson will now step into the box. Patino over at first after the leadoff walk here in the home half of the fifth. The pitch, and the runner goes. The throw from Johnson on line and in time. He got him. Caber Rodriguez may have been injured on the play. But Cooper Johnson throws out another base runner. That time, Wildert Patino caught trying to steal. So now the base is clear with one gone. Teodo kicks and fires. He missed outside. Ball three. Johnson now 8 for 19 throwing out runners as Teodo misses inside. It's back-to-back walks. Throwing out 42% of runners trying to steal. The number coming courtesy of the Frisco Rough Riders Staten Info Department. On top of the game today. So with one away, back-to-back walks for Teodo. The pitch. Swinging a tapper in front of the plate, right side. Teodo hops on it. It's a fair ball. He underhand flips to first base in time for the out. Logan Wormuth took a couple steps out of the box and then shut things down. Teodo could have gone to tag him, but instead he decided, I'll just underhand flip to my first baseman, keep him involved. Make sure Josh Hatcher is awake over there at the one bag. Robinson moves up 90 feet to second base, but there are two away. Here's the top of the card for Amarillo the third time through. Right-hander ready. He kicks and delivers. Swinging a tapper up the middle. Rodriguez, the second baseman, has it on a backhand and delivers to first in time. The side retired. No runs on no hits, no errors, and one stranded. In the bottom of the fifth, we've played five here from Hodgetown. Rough Riders leading 1-0 as we head to the top of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the card for the Rough Riders here in the sixth inning. Kellen Strom, Liam Hicks, and Aaron Zavala do up against the right-handed Yilber Diaz. The pitch. First offering a slider that misses down. 1-0. Kellen today, 1-for-2. He scored the only run in this ballgame. Led off the first with a base hit. Right-hander delivers. Another spinner, and it misses upstairs this time. Two balls, no strikes. Advantage for the Riders center fielder today. The pitch, check swing, and he went around. 96 mile an hour fastball. Kellen, 1-for-2 in this one, so now 2-for-6 on the season against Yober Diaz. He's ahead in the count, 2-1, as the pen begins to loosen the pitch. Taken, just missed outside to the right-handed hitter. Steven Jennings begins to warm up in the bullpen down the right field line. Diaz set the pitch. Swing and a miss. And we've got ourselves a full count. Yober Diaz, 58th pitch, about to be thrown. Righty kicks and fires. Spinner, and he got him looking, and Kellen Strom thought it was a ball. Trackman would say he was right. So Strom down looking to lead off the sixth. The seventh strikeout for Yober Diaz. Hander peers in, gets a sign, he's ready to pitch to Liam Hicks. Left-hander swings and misses over the top of a slider. Well, we have to wonder if that's it for Emiliano Teodo. Jennings loosening. Hicks taps the plate with his bat. He's ready for the 0-1. Right-hander fires. Check swing. They appeal down to third. The third base umpire, Brandon Tipton, says yes, he did. It's 0-2. Well, Emiliano Teodo is at 76 pitches here this afternoon, which is the second most in a start by him this year. The most he's gone is 82. So we could see Steven Jennings come on for the bottom of the sixth. Righty delivers a breaking ball. There's the slider for ball one. Or he could just be ready for if somebody reaches against Teodo. Left-handed hitting Liam Hicks behind 1-2. The pitch from Diaz. Swinging a line driver, a fly ball to deep left. Back goes Patino. He's at the track and makes the play. Two gone in the sixth. On the fly out to left field. Aaron Zavala will try to get something going for the Rough Riders with two gone. Zavala 0-for-1 today with a pop out to third base, but has driven in the lone run of this contest with a sacrifice fly in the first. He chases the first pitch and sends it out of play off to the left side. Back-to-back lefties facing Yober Diaz, and Hicks and Alzavala, the pitch. Missed downstairs, that time with a fastball. Evens things at 1-1. No action in the Sod Poodles bullpen down the left field line. Diaz set at the belt, the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him to chase the slider. It skipped in. Advantage goes to the right-hander. Ball and two strikes on the Frisco left fielder today. Two gone, the 1-2. Slider got him looking. Pair of looking strikeouts in the sixth for Yober Diaz. He's up to 8 Ks. It's a 1-2-3 top of the sixth inning. We turn the car to the home half of the sixth. Riders clinging to a 1-0 lead with the Sod Poodles due up when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
There's a new arm on the hill for the Rough Riders. Emiliano Teodoro's day is done. He goes five innings of scoreless baseball, surrendering just two hits, but with five walks and seven strikeouts. It is Stephen Jennings in the call to the pen here in the home half of the sixth. A.J. Vukovich, the first to face the right-hander of the bench. Just missed a bit inside to the righty. Stephen Jennings, a 25-year-old out of Brush Creek, Tennessee, in his second pitch. Called a strike. Fastball, slider, changeup mix for Stephen Jennings. First two pitches have been the slider. 1-1. Swinging a pop-up right side, but out of play. Jennings' last outing came on the 15th. Two innings of scoreless baseball. Pitch. Called a strike. He got him. Got him looking. A.J. Vukovich strikes out for the sixth time in the series. So Jennings picking up where Emiliano Teodoro left off with the strikeout. If you go back to the Warmoth ground out that became the first out of the fifth inning, as Jennings readies to face De Los Santos, he induces a swing and a miss again with the slider. That ground out by Logan Warmoth in the fifth stopped a streak of eight batters and 38 pitches since the ball in play against Teodoro, as this one ripped deep to left. Zavala looking up at it. He takes a step in after trotting backwards. He reaches up, and it's out number two. A pair of quick outs for Stephen Jennings out of the bullpen. Rough Riders' bullpen has been really good this year, and Jennings has been a big part of it. Jennings originally a second-round pick in 2017 by the Pittsburgh Pirates and was selected in the Rule 5 draft. The pitch called a strike. Again with the slider. First pitch slider to the left-handed hitting catcher Caleb Roberts. But in 2021, the Yankees picked him in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft as he misses with a slider outside this time. Heavy dose of sliders early on for Stephen Jennings. Right-hander kicks and fires. Just missed that time with a fastball. Bit inside to the left-handed hitter. 2-1. He kicks and fires. And got him reaching. Foul ball sent back behind the home plate. And it's 2-2. Jennings was signed as a minor league free agent this year by the Texas Rangers organization, working his first season as a Texas Ranger here in AA with Riders. Another slider, he missed just a bit downstairs. Jennings had fallen off the hill to the left side. He was working his way towards the first base dugout. Thought he maybe had another strikeout. Instead, he has a 3-2 count with two gone. Caleb Roberts, who's yet to record an at-bat today. Two walks, the pitch. He takes three walks on the day for Caleb Roberts. And the sixth walk issued by the Rough Riders staff today. throw away. One aboard after the two-out walk here in the home half of the sixth. Rough Riders leading 1-0. Here's Ivan Melendez, the pitch. Swing and a drive into center. Strom going back. He's at the track, at the wall, and it is gone. A two-run bomb for Ivan Melendez, his third of the series. And it's a 2-1 advantage for Amarillo. Ivan Melendez finishing the series as he started it. Back on Tuesday, he had a four-hit contest. Two homers, including a walk-off double. So two homers in game one, and he blasts a big two-run homer to dead center field to give Amarillo a lead. Here's Kevin Graham, first pitch swinging. Swings over the top of the slider. Two-one advantage for Amarillo with two gone here in the sixth. The pitch caught the outer edge. That time a changeup from Jennings. Oh and two on Kevin Graham. He's 0-2 with a pair of Ks. The pitch missed downstairs. 94 with the fastball. Ball and two strikes now. Hander kicks and fires, swinging a line drive into right center field. Cepeda ranging over, and he took the wrong route and rolled all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Kevin Graham. He's into second base with a stand-up double. Well, Stephen Jennings didn't have to work all that hard for the first 2 outs of this inning. He got a strikeout looking of A.J. Vukovic and a fly out to left off the bat of Davison De Los Santos. But then it's gone. Walk to Caleb Roberts at a 3-2 count. Two-run homer, double. Now here's Wildered Patino. 0-1 today with a walk. The pitch. Called a strike. Fastball at the knees. Graham stands at second base. The 0-1 to Patino on its way. Taken, called a strike again. Just clipped the bottom of the zone. Fastball. 0-2 to Wildered Patino, who has struck out today. He's been a strikeout candidate all year long. Pitch, swing, and a miss. He waved at a slider downstairs. Jennings out of the frame. He picks up a pair of strikeouts, one to start the inning, one to end it, but the damage done. Amarillo gets two runs on two hits, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. Six innings in the books. We head to the top of the seventh. Riders trailing for the first time today, 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home, and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yelber Diaz is out for the seventh inning. It's the third time in the series that a starter for Amarillo has appeared in the seventh inning or later. There is some action going in the pen. A couple of Sod Poodles relievers up and beginning to throw. One of them, John Matthews. The first offering to Freeman from Diaz. Runs outside. Fastball at 96. Diaz peers in behind in the count 1-0. Cody Freeman 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a ground out. And he tanks for ball 2. Freeman riding a 7-game hitting streak. He's 0 for 2 today. He has also reached in all 13 games that he's appeared in the month of May. Righty kicks and fires. Freeman sends it back over the netting. 2-1. Couple of arms up. Mentioned John Matthews beginning to warm down the left field line. Here's likely that he'll be the first in relief for Amarillo. Diaz set the 2-1 on its way. Swing and a bouncing ball left side. Nice diving stop by Melendez, and he throws across the diamond, and Yulber Diaz is fired up. He pumped his fist, and he'll tip his cap to the third baseman. Nice play by Ivan Melendez at the hot corner. Likely robbed Cody Freeman of extra bases. Josh Hatcher, who's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout against Diaz, will dig in for the third time. First offering, breaking ball, called a strike. Now this is the Yulber Diaz that Amarillo's used to seeing. Righty kicks and fires. Hatcher sends one to deep left field. Back going is Patino. He's looking up at it, and it is gone! Josh Hatcher ties this ball game with one swing of the bat. He points to the bullpen. We're tied 2-2. It had been a minute for Josh Hatcher since he had last homered. But he ties this game at 2-2. And that might be it for Yulber Diaz. He was fantastic. Only 4 hits allowed. They gave up a run in the first on a sacrifice fly. The second comes on a shot to left field. Opposite field, homer for Josh Hatcher. We get a mound visit, and it appears that that'll be all for Yulber Diaz, and it is. We'll introduce you to John Matthews when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Tied 2-2 ball game here in Amarillo.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
John Matthews comes out of the pen for Amarillo. The first batter he sees is Caber Rodriguez, the first offering, and he hit Rodriguez square in the numbers. Got him in the back on the first pitch he throws. John Matthews, a little bit of an unorthodox delivery, side armor. Started his career over the top. Then began to struggle. He was sent from the Rough Riders back to the Arizona League during the middle of the season. approached him about dropping down and being a sidearm hurler. And he agreed. And after some early struggles, he came back to Frisco and pitched really well. Finished the season last year strong with the Rough Riders. Now pitching for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. He's got one aboard with one away. Caber Rodriguez takes his lead. The first offering to Chavez is fouled back out of play. Two all here in this one. Rough Riders scored in the opening frame of this game, and it stayed a 1-0 ball game till the bottom of the sixth. Matthews drops down, delivers. This one hit hard on the right side, and it's into right. A base hit. Rodriguez will stop at second. Now he's going to head to third as the ball came in and out of the right fielder's glove. He's in safely on a dive. Christian Robinson had some trouble fielding it. Rodriguez rounded second, and it had come to a complete stop. And he heard the crowd react to the ball kicking out of Robinson's glove in right field. Carlos Cardoza told him, come on, come visit me here at the third base bag, and that's what he did. Rainier Chavez picks up his first hit of the day, his fifth of the series. It goes single E9, allowing Rodriguez to move over to third base. First offering to Cepeda is called a strike. Cepeda today 0 for 2. Had his first three-hit game at the AA level on Thursday, game one of the doubleheader. And his first since August 6th of last season. He rips this one down right at Melendez. Melendez going to come home to Roberts. Now Rodriguez caught in a rundown. Now they throw back to Matthews. He'll apply the tag to Cable Rodriguez. And Rodriguez claiming he thought Matthews was restricting his ability to get to the plate. But he's out, coming down from third. A nice play again by Ivan Melendez. Chavez goes all the way to third. Cepeda heads to second on the fielder's choice. So the Rough Riders still have two in scoring position. As another left-hander begins to warm down the left field line. John Matthews, the righty on the hill right now, and Cooper Johnson, who has the game's biggest hit outside of the homer by Hatcher. He smashed a double to right center field. Carlos Cardoza talking things over with the third base umpire, Brandon Tipton. Completing his case on behalf of Caber Rodriguez, saying he's got to have a lane to the plate. They continue their conversation just inside the third base line. Carlos pointing towards home plate. That'll be the end of that. Caber Rodriguez is the second out of the inning, chopped down on his way to the plate on a ground ball to third base. John Matthews faces off against Cooper Johnson with two gone and two runners in scoring position. Tie ball game, the pitch. Johnson takes and misses outside for ball one. Cooper Johnson has had himself a really good May. 7 for 22 in the month. The pitch, swing and a pop-up, works its way behind the netting and into the seats. Johnson now after his double in the third and a strikeout his last time up, hitting .318 across eight games in May. Right-hander drops down the side armor, and it's a bouncing ball left side, but foul. Matthews in the driver's seat. Ball and two strikes. Seven hits in the month for Cooper Johnson. Three of them extra bases, a pair of doubles, and a home run. Chavez at third base. Cepeda behind him at second. The pitch. Taken, missed outside. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes. On the right-handed hitting Rough Riders catcher. Tied at two after the solo homer by Josh Hatcher. Right-hander drops down. It's a pop-up on the right side, but works its way into the concourse. Two-two with two away and two in scoring position. The pitch missed upstairs. If you want to add to the twos, number 22 is on the hill right now, John Matthews. Chavez dancing around on the third base line. The payoff pitch, Johnson swings and misses. A huge strikeout for John Matthews. And the inning comes to a close, but the Riders get a run on the solo homer by Josh Hatcher to tie this ball game. One run on a pair of hits, no errors, and two stranded for the Riders. We head to the home half of the seventh, locked in a 2-2 tie on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First offering from Stephen Jennings. And it's called a strike. Christian Robinson standing in. Pitch on its way. And just misses outside with a fastball. Evens things at 1-1. Robinson today 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Right-hander Jennings ready. The pitch. Swinging a tapper left side, but foul. 1-2. Jennings, the 6'2" right-hander, 25 years old, looking to make it through two innings. The pitch, swing and a foul ball out of play. Robinson at the dish, Logan Warmoth behind him at the bottom of the card, and then the top of the lineup for the fourth time today for Amarillo. Tim Tawa stands just a couple batters away. Righty kicks and fires, 1-2, swing and a miss, he got him. Good-looking slider, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Stephen Jennings, his third of the outing. And for the Rough Riders, 10 strikeouts today on the pitching side of things. Logan Warmoth steps in, 1-for-2 today, and the first offering from Jennings runs inside. That was the slider. Ready, set at the chin, and delivers back to the slider. Swing and a miss. Evens things at 1-1. Amarillo got two in their last inning. Bottom of the sixth, the pitch. Swing and a tapper back to the screen. And Jennings hops ahead at 1-2. Two runs on a home run by Ivan Melendez in that sixth inning. And the Rough Riders were able to tie things in the top of the seventh on a solo homer by Josh Hatcher. Jennings has his sign. He's set. Kicks in, fires. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. 2-2. Jennings thought he had his third strikeout in a row. It was certainly close. 2-2 pitch to Worman. Tapped foul left side and off the facing of the Amarillo dugout down the third baseline. So another 2-2 in the battle between righties. Steven Jennings on the hill, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Blew the fastball up and in by Logan Wormuth. And it is the fourth strikeout of the outing for Steven Jennings. Two away here in the bottom of the seventh. Righty peers in. Quickly comes set. Here's Tim Tawa. The offering. Called a strike. A fastball. Just clipped the outer edge. Tawa today 1-for-3. With a strikeout. The pitch. Foul back out of play. And Jennings quickly ahead. Nothing in two. Left-hander warming for Amarillo. Riders' bullpen is quiet. The 0-2 missed downstairs with a slider. It's 1-2. Tim Tawa had himself a real nice game in this series against the Riders. A three-hit night. The pitch taken again. And that evens things at 2 balls and 2 strikes as the slider missed downstairs. It's Will Mabry warming in the pen for Amarillo. The 2-2 from Jennings. Swinging a pop-up behind home plate. Johnson looking up at it, and he ran in to the batter. Now it's Steven Jennings who makes the play. And Cooper Johnson now talking things over with the home plate umpire, saying, he's got to let me get to this ball. Tim Tawa came out of the box but didn't really go anywhere. Made contact with Cooper Johnson. It's a pair of strikeouts in the frame for Steven Jennings. It ends on a foul out. Back to him. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the top of the eighth inning. Riders tied at 2-2 with the Sound Poodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top of the eighth and a left-handed pitcher on the hill. It's Will Mabry, and Kellen Strom chases the first pitch deep to right field. It's off the base of the wall. Extra bases for Kellen Strom. He's into second, standing up. It's a leadoff double on the first pitch thrown by Will Mabry. John Matthews came in, got a pair of outs in the seventh to finish Yilber Diaz's day. And in the first pitch that the new arm, Will Mabry, hurls, Kellen Strom shoots it to right center field, 99 off the bat. 347 in some parts of this ballpark, that'll get things done. 349 got it done last night on the walk-off homer. One aboard. Here's Liam Hicks, the first offering, called a strike. Fastball just caught the outer edge. Left-hander comes set at the belt. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss at 2-2. Hicksie behind 0-2 with Strom at second base after the leadoff double. He's 1-for-3 today with a pair of flyouts to left. He rips this one hard on the ground, but way out in front of it. Foul territory. Well, the count remains 0-2. Hicks singled in the first inning on a ball hit to left. That Patino lost in the sun. The pitch tapped softly on the right side and on the foul side of the first base line. So another 0-2 pitch coming. All strikes from Will Mabry to this point. Lefty ready. He kicks and fires. And it skips past the catcher, Roberts. Looked like he was confused on what was coming. He asks for time as Strom moves up to third. Looked like maybe he got crossed up a bit. Ricky DeVito beginning to warm for the Rough Riders. One and two on left-handed hitting Hicks, and now the infield in, the pitch. He taps it softly out in front of the plate in the air, and Mabry runs under it to make the play. It's a weak pop-up. It's not often that you see that. He just caught a piece of it. So often you see that just flare out of play, but it stuck up there. And the pitcher, Will Mabry, came off the hill and picks up out number one. Aaron Zavala in. He drove in a run today, the first of the ball game, in the top of the first on a sacrifice fly. Infield in for the left-handed hitter, the pitch. Swing and a foul ball back to the screen.
There you go, Ricky. Never looking a loca, baby.
Strom at third base, the infield in. The 0-1. Swing and a miss of all in behind. Nothing in two. Zavala, since that RBI in the first inning that came on a sacrifice fly, is 0-for-2 with a pop out to third and a strikeout looking. Like to put something in play. The 0-2 taken down and away. Ball and two strikes. Maybe ready, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased the pitch in the dirt. And it looked like maybe catcher's interference call. I'm not sure what. A balk. I didn't see what happened. But Kellen Strom is going to score the game's go-ahead run. It's 3-2 Riders on a balk in which Aaron Zavala was going to swing at a pitch in the dirt to strike out for out number two. So new life for Zavala. Lefty kicks and fires. Swinging a line drive into left. It's hanging up for Patino. He runs under it to make the play. Well, they said that Mabry didn't come set on his offering to Aaron Zavala that ended up in a balk. Now with two gone, Cody Freeman will dig in, looking to extend his hitting streak to eight games. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it back out of play. Well, both teams today have balked. Emiliano Teodo earlier in this contest. And that one a bit bigger, as Will Mabry was called, and it cost him a run. Freeman pops this up out of play. He's behind 0-2. Nothing in two. Advantage to the left-handed hurler on the mound against the Riders' third baseman today, Cody Freeman. Mabry comes set. Long pause and he kicks. Taken and got him looking on a ball that popped out of Caleb Robert-Smith. Freeman down on strikes for the second time today. That ends the frame, but the Rough Riders get a run on one hit. No errors and nobody left on the base paths. We head to the home half of the eighth. Riders clinging to a 3-2 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th's 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Steven Jennings Day is done. He gives way to the right-hander Ricky DeVito, who's currently on top of the mound, talking things over with Cooper Johnson, the catcher. DeVito's pitched in this series, and he gave up a run across two innings of work. That snapped a five-game scoreless streak for DeVito. Gets another chance today. Riders clinging to a 3-2 lead here in the home half of the eighth. A.J. Vukovich to lead things off. The first offering from DeVito. Just missed. A bit inside to the right-handed hitter. Vukovich today is 0-for-2 with a ground ball double play. And a strikeout looking. And in between those, a walk. Now he's ahead 2-0 as the pitch misses a bit outside. Stephen Jennings surrendered two runs across two innings on two hits, one walk with four strikeouts. DeVito fires, swing and a miss. He's in the strike call, 2-1. Right-hander comes set, he kicks and delivers. popped up out of play. And DeVito after
two balls to open the contest.
Has even the count at 2-2. A.J. Vukovic has struck out today, and it's been a common theme in the series. He did get himself a double yesterday. DeVito peers in. His fifth pitch to Vukovic. Missed down and away. Went to the spinner. DeVito, a five-pitch mix. Here comes the 3-2. Fastball, broken bat, flare into right field. Oncoming is Cepeda, and he has to trap it. It's a base hit for A.J. Vukovic. It splintered the bat, but A.J. Vukovic will take it. He's aboard with a leadoff single here in the home half of the eighth. And now it's Davis and De Los Santos' turn. Cepeda went all out for it. He didn't dive, but he was coming in hard at the flare to right field, and he made a nice play to glove it and keep it at a single for A.J. Vukovic. Here's De Los Santos, hitless today, 0-3 with a strikeout. The first pitch taken and just missed upstairs. Change up from DeVito. DeVito, a sinker, changeup, curveball, slider. Mix in a four-seam. Righty kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase on a pitch downstairs. Evens things at 1-1. DeVito ready, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Right over the heart of the plate. A massive swing from the slugging first baseman, but he came up empty. 1-2. DeVito ready. The pitch taken upstairs. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Ricky DeVito with a huge out. And Davison De Los Santos falls to 0-4 on the day. He's got a 9-game hitting streak versus the Rough Riders. To go all the way back to April 24th, the last time that he didn't pick up a hit against Rough Riders pitching staff. But he's 0-4 on the pair of strikeouts. Here's Caleb Roberts, who has three walks to his name today. The first offering from DeVito. Taken a bit inside to the lefty. Caleb Roberts was the hero last night with a walk-off homer. Now today hasn't had much of a chance to swing the bat. DeVito readies. He kicks and fires. Missed upstairs. And he hit him. It just grazed him. From this vantage point down the right field line, you couldn't see where it got him. But for the fourth time today, Caleb Roberts reaches base. Watching the replay, not sure where it got him. Maybe the hand? But it didn't catch him very square. Here's Ivan Melendez, who's come up big in this series. Two-run homer his last time up. Two aboard and one gone here in the eighth. DeVito kicks. The first offering is popped up on the right side. Johnson and Hatcher giving chase. Hatcher at the wall, and he reaches up, and he can't make the play. What an effort by Josh Hatcher, but couldn't hang on to it. He was using his hand to push up against the netting to try to get the ball away from it, and it tailed back at the last moment, and it popped in and out of the glove. New life for Ivan Melendez. A.J. Vukovic led off the inning with a single. He's at second base. Represents the tying run. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew the fastball by him at 97. Caleb Roberts reached with a hit my pitch the fourth time today without putting a ball in play. Three walks and a hit by pitch for him. Now an 0-2 count to the slugging Ivan Melendez. The pitch, swing and a liner, but foul down the third baseline. Guys getting loose for Amarillo. And DeVito remains in a 0-2 count against the Amarillo third baseman. Righty ready. DeVito kicks the pitch, swinging a tapper into the dugout, and that one looked like it might have caught someone in the dugout. One appears to be okay. And it stays 0-2. Taylor Rashi, the right-hander, warming likely for the ninth inning. 3-2 advantage for the Riders. Another 0-2 from DeVito on the way. Just missed inside. To a board with one out. Rough Riders have turned a pair of double plays today. The most that they've done in a single game is three. That's happened on two occasions. DeVito would love a ground ball double play here. This one tapped left side, but foul. Freeman gloves it in foul ground. Ivan Melendez continues to foul off pitches. Ricky DeVito having labor here against the power hitter. He's ready. 1-2, on its way. Swing and a line drive into the dugout. Oh, my. Luckily, everyone able to get out of the way of it, but he was way out in front of the changeup from DeVito and hammered it into the dugout. Ping-ponged around in that third base dugout that the Sound Poodles call home. DeVito will step off. Cooper Johnson wants to head to the mound. Now he'll come back. He was on his way to the mound, and then he got out, looked to the dugout, and someone must have told him, no, don't do that. So he trotted back behind the plate. The 1-2, taken, got him looking. DeVito froze him. Right down the middle. Second strikeout for DeVito. And a big one. That brings up Kevin Graham, who's 1-for-3 today. Struck out both times against Emiliano Teodo, and then most recently doubled in the sixth inning. That came after the two-run homer against Steven Jennings. Two gone in the home half of the eighth. First pitch to the lefty. Taken, called a strike. Left-handed hitting Kevin Graham, the designated hitter today. Riders playing him to pull. First and second with two gone. The 0-1 on its way from DeVito. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Blew the heater by him. 0-2. Now Ricky DeVito is stuck with the off-speed pitches here in this frame, and he's reared back and tossed a couple of fastballs between 96 and 98 miles an hour. Been few and far between. The 0-2, taken, bit inside, that time the changeup. Riders clean to a 3-2 lead, but with two gone here in the eighth, the tying run stands at second base, the go-ahead run at first base. One, two, skips in, blocked by Johnson, keeps the runners at bay. Boy, this series has had some really good games. Right-hander ready. The pitch. Missed downstairs. And the count runs to full. DeVito was ahead. 0-2, but three consecutive balls, and he's at risk of loading the bases. He's ready. The runners go. The pitch, swing and a miss. DeVito strikes out the side. And he keeps the Rough Riders 3-2 lead intact. Three Ks in the frame by Ricky DeVito. No runs on one hit, no errors, and the Sod Poodles leave two aboard. We head to the ninth, the Rough Riders leading 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Back in the Texas Panhandle, a new arm on the hill. It's Connor Grammis. The right-hander comes on. He'll get the Rough Riders here in the top of the ninth, trailing 3-2. Josh Hatcher set to lead things off. He homered his last time up. That was in the seventh inning. Tied this game at two apiece. Rough Riders have scored in back-to-back innings. All one-run frames, one in the first, one in the seventh, and one in the eighth. Now here in the ninth, would like to add some insurance. They've been walked off by the Sod Poodles twice in this series across five games. The first pitch, swinging a chopper up the middle into center, a base hit. Josh Hatcher has got himself a multi-hit game. Hatcher's home run extended his on-base streak to 14 games spanning the entire month of May. He's reached in all but two games this year, hitting in 24 of the 27 he's played in. He's aboard with nobody out. Here's Caber Rodriguez. He's 0-2 with a hit-by-pitch today. Righty, ready. Hatcher runs. He got a great jump. Rodriguez backs out, watches the pitch. It's a stolen base for Josh Hatcher. Ball one and a swiped bag. The double play no longer in order. That single by Josh Hatcher. His 10th multi-hit game of the season, which ties him for the most as a Rough Rider. Freeman, Zavala, and Hatcher all with 10 on the year. The pitch. Rodriguez takes a call and strike. It's even at 1-1. Rodriguez has had himself a great series. 10 for 19 after an 0-2 start to today. Corners are in. The pitch taken. Missed downstairs. Fastball at 96 from Grammis. Will Mabry allowed a run across one inning. Picked up one strikeout. Gives way to Connor Grammis. The pitch taken. A breaking ball. Misses down and away. Caber Rodriguez had a tough start to the year. Opened across his first eight games. 2-for-23. One of those hits a home run. But he's got a five-game multi-hit streak going on. The pitch. Misses down and he walks. So Caber likely not going to get himself a multi-hit performance today, but he's on base for the second straight time. Last time a hit by a pitch, this time a walk. It's first and second with nobody out for for Frainier Chavez. Riders leading 3-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Trying to make it three consecutive innings, scoring a run. Amarillo pulls the corners in. The middle infield at double play depth. Chavez squares to bunt, and he pulls back for ball one. Fastball at 95, missed downstairs. In batting practice yesterday, Frainier Chavez was laying down some really nice bunts, and he looked back and said, "Can I lay down a bunt in a game?" So maybe going to get a chance to move the runners over here. He does square the pitch, and he misses. Foul it off. Fastball 95 on the bottom third of the zone. Evens things at 1-1. Chavez today, 1-for-3, singled his last time up in the seventh inning. But his other two trips to the dish resulted in strikeouts. One swinging, one looking. Both against Diaz. Now against Gramus. The pitch, he squares. Pulls back, called a strike. First and second for the Rough Riders. Frainier Chavez was trying to lay down a bunt to get the runners into scoring position, but unable to do so. Likely swinging away here with a two-strike count. 1-2. Graham is ready. The righty delivers. Swing and a miss. Chavez down on strikes. Third strikeout today for Chavi. The first out and the first strikeout of the day for Connor Gramus. Three runs on seven hits. No errors on the Rough Riders. Two runs on five hits. One error for Amarillo today. We'll get a mound visit here. Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, comes out of the third base dugout. The whole entire infield will join him on top of the hill. Graham is the fourth pitcher used today for Amarillo. Gilbert Diaz went 6 1/3, surrendering two runs on four hits. No walks with eight strikeouts. The last batter he faced was Josh Hatcher, who stands at second base. He tied the game at 2-2 on a solo homer to left. John Matthews got a pair of outs. Will Mabry win an inning? Now Connor Gramus. And it was Tim Bogar, actually, that came out of the dugout to talk things over with his right-hander along with his infield. The first pitch to Cepeda runs inside. Ball and no strikes. Cepeda today 0-for-3. Two outs on the ground. One in the air on a fly ball to center. 4-for-14 in the series. The pitch taken, called a strike that time. Top of the zone. Evens things, a ball and a strike. Keber Rodriguez at first, Josh Hatcher in front of him at second base. Right-hander working from the stretch. Ready, he kicks and fires. Swing and a bouncing ball, left side. Melendez has it. On to second for one, and that's all they'll get. Boy, oh boy, Ivan Melendez has made a couple of nice plays at the hot corner. Had that one snuck by, it could have been extra bases for Heysel Cepeda, and the Riders likely would have extended their lead to, at the very least, 4-2. Gabriel Rodriguez chopped down on the base paths, and for the second straight time, Heysel Cepeda reaches on a fielder's choice. Goes 5-4. Now Cooper Johnson, 1-for-3 with a double today. That came back in the third. He struck out his last two times up. The pitch, called a strike, run with the off-speed. Just found the inner edge to the right-handed hitting catcher. Hatcher over at third base, Cepeda at first. The pitch, swing and a miss. Johnson chased the breaking ball downstairs. It's 0-2. Rough Riders have struck out 11 times today. They've done a really nice job in the month of May of not striking out. They've been putting balls in play. But today, against the Texas League strikeout leader, Yomer Diaz. They struck out 8 times, now 11 on the day. Cepeda runs, and the pitch fouled back out of play. Aysel Cepeda's got a pair of stolen bases in the series. He stands at first. Hatcher over at third. Cooper Johnson at the dish, and an 0-2 count. They pick over to first. Cepeda back in. A high throw from Gramis, but De Los Santos able to corral it. Runners at the corners with two gone. The 0-2 from Connor Gramis. Cepeda goes. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 12 for the Amarillo staff today. That ends the threat. Rough Riders get no runs on one hit. No errors. They leave a pair stranded on the base paths. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Rough Riders looking to secure a series split. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky DeVito on for the bottom of the ninth. It's Wilder Patino to open things up. The first offering misses downstairs. A fastball at 95. It's the 7-8-9 batters due up in the Sod Poodle's order against Ricky DeVito. Patino, Robinson, and Wormuth, who all struck out their last time up. Second pitch is fouled back out of play. Another four-seam fastball from DeVito. DeVito came on in the eighth. He struck out the side but did hit a batter and allowed a leadoff base hit. Righty kicks and fires. Misses downstairs. Another fastball. It's 2-1 advantage for Patino. Riders leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the ninth. Right-hander set, he kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. DeVito pulls even at a 2-2 count. Rough Riders scored a run in the first, one in the seventh, and one in the eighth. Amarillo got two in the bottom of the sixth inning on a two-run homer by Ivan Melendez, his third of the series. That's where we stand, 3-2. The 2-2 pitch from DeVito on its way. Swing and a pop-up, it'll work its way into the seats. DeVito ready. 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him. Three in a row for Ricky DeVito, his fourth overall. One gone in the bottom of the ninth. Rough Riders trying to avoid losing via the walk-off for the third time in the series. Andy Rodriguez on his feet in the pen. We'll see if he begins to throw. He starts stretching. DeVito's looked good. Here's Christian Robinson. First pitch. Check swing. Didn't offer, but called a strike. 96 on the radar gun. DeVito ahead, 0-1. Robinson, a pair of strikeouts and a walk today. The pitch. Taken. Just missed downstairs. 96 with a fastball again. And it's a ball and a strike. Vito peers in. He's got his son. It's the right-handed hitting right fielder. Robinson awaits the pitch. Swing and a miss. He swung over the top of it. One and two. Some action in the pen for Amarillo. Should this go to extras? Righty kicks and fires. Missed downstairs with a changeup. Even count it, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Logan Warmoth stands on deck. Christian Robinson. 2-2 count with one gone in the ninth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew it by him. 96 mile an hour fastball. Elevated for strike three. 4 consecutive strikeouts for DeVito. Boy, has he found his groove. The Riders one out away from a series split. They'll head back home to Riders Field to take on the number one team in the South Division of the Texas League. The pitch. First pitch, breaking ball, taken inside for ball one. Next week, the Riders have a 6-game bout with the Midland Rockhounds, the A's affiliate. The pitch. Missed downstairs. DeVito falls behind. 2 balls and no strikes. The right-handed hitting shortstop, Logan Warmoth. Warmoth today, 1-for-3. Single in the third, a ground out in the fifth, and a strikeout in the seventh. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Blew the heater by him. 2-1. Top of the lineup looming against Ricky DeVito. Tim Tawa on deck. The 2-1. Chopped on the ground, up the middle. Chavez has it on a forehand. He fires across his body, and Hatcher dug it out. Ball game over. Riders win. 3-2, the final score. The Riders pick up a big one in the series finale. They win it 3-2 to secure a series split. Amarillo will have to go another week in search of their first series victory of the year. What a game all the way through. The Riders win it 3-2. 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors for Frisco. Amarillo, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. We'll recap this one when we come back for the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network. But the Riders improve to 24-14. Amarillo dropping to 16-23 here in this series finale. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship.
Seventh to finish his day, 6 1/3. Innings, 2 earned runs. 4 hits, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. Offensively, the Riders had a pair of multi-hit performances. Josh Hatcher had the big home run. Kellen Strom had a 2-hit game, as well as scoring 2 runs. The Riders win this one 3-2 in Amarillo. They cap off the series with a win and secure a series split. They'll return back home for an 11:05 a.m. first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds, and an exciting series. All sorts of fun promotional things going on for the Rough Riders. Check them out at RidersBaseball.com. That wraps us up here from Amarillo. The Riders back in action on Tuesday. We'll see you then for that 11:05 p.m. or a.m. first pitch, that is. Pre-game coverage beginning at 10:50 in the morning with myself and Zach Bigley. Well, for my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us on this Sunday afternoon. A great one for baseball. The Riders back in the win column, winning it 3-2 over the Sod Poodles. We hope to see you back at Riders Field on Tuesday through Sunday as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!